good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on this planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone after the first break. In the first break, we talk about the tips and tools of this week, and I wanted to talk about today is a very special day. It's the winter solstice. And so what does that mean? This is where time starts changing and back around, where we start having shorter days. And so this is where we really want to pay attention to the energies of the last year. We're whipping up to the year of Christmas. We're whipping up into the new year. And so the winter solstice is a real time of being able to, again, look and review what your year is this year. The theme of what this year is really getting out of our patterns of the wounded healer. It's the cry-on year as far as endings of cycles to allow new beginnings. And so we really want to take time to pause throughout this day and to recognize, again, connect to the earth, give attitude of gratitude to the earth, really thank the earth and all of the elements of earth that give us the ability to live, the trees that give us wood to build houses, the food that's grown on the earth, the water that allows us to live. And again, make that connection and really open up your energy field with the attitude of connection, the attitude of unity, the attitude of really getting rid of our stories, clearing out our past to allow the new beginnings. Again, we have some planetary alignments this year, this week in particular, that really stresses the importance of what we believe, that we are magnets of thoughts that create thought forms, and that they can either be positive or negative. And because the wounded healer shows us that we could either hurt ourselves or we could turn it into the situations around for the better. So we want to work with the energy that is allowing us to begin the healing process, to further the healing process. And the planets that are highlighting this week and for the next 3 months, and so this influence is going to be for the first three to actually, some people are saying 4 months of the year, and it's going between the areas of love and money. And so these planets of love and money are going to be highlighted. So each and every single one of us collectively, and so that's the place where we're all connected, and also each of us individually, when something is highlighted, that means brought up from the subconscious, those things that could be really hidden patterns. We want to really have the strength to be empowered to look at our thoughts as far as love. And when we look at the love, we want to really go from the wounded love, to step into the unconditional love, to really review what are the patterns that you were taught as far as love. Do you love with conditions? What do you know what unconditional love is? Do you go from the place, I love you if, I love you when, I love you, or do you want to, can you go to that place of really looking at a person and love them without conditions, love them if they're being wise or fresh or doing things that you judge as disappointing? And this is what unconditional love is all about, not judging a person and just going into what I call angel to angel, divinity to divinity. But it doesn't mean putting up with abusive behaviors or abusive patterns. It's just being able to love a situation, love a scenario, love a person from that divine space, and also be able to be strong enough and empowered enough within yourself to look at the lighter space. And if it's a disempowering situation, if it's repeating generational patterns that are keeping you stuck, then this is the time to have new beginnings. Take the time to not only give thanks to the earth and connect to the universal energies, but also if in the evening you could take a candle and just sit and, again, pause, review what's going on in your life, and really connect with yourself. Plant seeds for your future dreams, what you want to create in the new year, knowing that the influences over the next 3 months are going to really have to do with learning how to love in an empowered way, learning to step into unconditional love. And what you want to remember is that we can't give out. We're not able to give out if we don't know what love is. So if we're wanting to understand what unconditional love is, we have to unconditionally love ourselves. And that's where I've been watching the heart chakra over the last several years, splitting off in symbolically three different positions there. So the bottom position, which means the foundation of being able to come from the heart chakra, is unconditional love of self. And lots of us have received messages over the years, consciously of or unconsciously, through a generational patterns of loving ourselves is selfish, is who do you think you are, fancy pants. It's like not encouraged through a lot of the generational patterns. And so we really want to look at that. Do we love ourselves? Do we cut ourselves down? Do we make jokes of ourselves? Do we belittle ourselves? All of that is not supporting accepting what we could see as our faults, if we have a big nose, big hips, or we cut down our body, our physical body, our emotional body. Really look at how you see yourself. Look at all those departments, how you see and talk about yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. I'm an emotional wreck. I think too much. All of these things are indicators that are showing aspects of yourself, and so you really want to bring them up to the light so you could really start changing those patterns and stepping into more empowering ones. And then the middle part of the heart chakra is the human-to-human experience, and that's how we deal with life every day. And that top part of the heart chakra is the oversoul, which I call the knowing ourselves as angels having the human experience. So if you look at it this way, if we stand firmly in unconditional love of ourselves, have a solid foundation of loving ourselves unconditionally, then the human-to-human experience becomes easier and easier, and that angel's energy, the oversoul energy, is it showers down and it clears through the human-to-human experience. So again, when we have that solid foundation of loving ourselves, any kind of situations that come up that are disempowering, that we're losing our energy to, that we're tapping into the fears, we're able to work with standing in our core, being empowered enough to, again, walking away from the situations, disengaging from the situations, really starting with a new plan for ourselves and standing in a firm foundation where we know that we're supported because we back ourselves up. We energetically back ourselves up. I always talk about the energetic posture of the master, and that's where you stand. There's three legs to it. The first one is that you know that you are the angel having the human experience, that you are a part of Source Creator, whatever that means to you, and that means you are like, made in the image of Source and Creator, and that means abundant, that means love, made in all the image of Source Creator. The other part is that this is a process, so we do have to go through processes here, and it's a practice, and so we do have to practice when we get out of alignment. How do we get ourselves back into alignment of feeling plugged in and feeling that energy of the universal energy? The more we work with the energy, the more I energetically see people standing up taller, meaning their shoulders are back. Many people energetically walk around all life, it's throughout life with their shoulders down in a protective heart manner, and then their heads are down and they feel the weight of the world. They're energetically carrying a backpack of all their stories, and this is a time for us to lose our stories, get rid of that backpack. It literally weighs your energy down. It has all our history, and what we don't have in our history, most of the times we don't contain those places of empowerment. We have those stories of when we've been hurt, when we've been burned, and so our body is kind of wired to go back to those places, and then we come up with defense mechanisms so they don't happen again, so we won't get hurt again, so we don't get stung again in a relationship or by money. And this is where we want to get rid of that backpack of our stories to be able to tap into, again, the truth. Each and every single one of us is made in the image of God, Source, Creator, whatever that means to you. And when you know that, truly know that, you're plugged into that universal energy that comes down, that's available for us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It clears our energy field, gets us out of the energetic fog, gets us out of that veil that separates us from the divinity, and then you can live a much more empowered life. And your outside circumstances mirror it, it shows it. All those departments where we have the human-to-human experience, the personal relationships, our relationships with our home, family, friends, and also our job, career, money departments are reflections of how we are flowing. What are the messages that we, in thought forms that we are putting out in the universal grids? Those mirror back to us the messages, the underlining message that we're doing. So if any of those departments are shaky, meaning that money isn't flowing in like you like it to want it to be, that you're not feeling very good about yourself or your partnership shaky, now all the answers are go back to you. All the answers go back to having a solid foundation of unconditionally loving yourself, really getting to know the true you, which which again is made in image of God, Source Creator. God, Source Creator, lacks no thing. Nothing does God, Creator, Source lack. So the more we can embrace that and take that down, and not into the, just the mental body, where I see so many people hold that truth in their mental body, really bringing that energy down through the emotional body into the physical body. So we resonate that with every single cell of our being. And as we do that, it literally brings our frequency up. And then we start attracting to people that are holding that same frequency and vibration. We start attracting scenarios and situations that are attracting that situation or scenario, that vibration. It truly goes back to like attracts like. So we are either fogging up our front fibers, which is where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires, or we are clearing them. Now more than ever, work with the energies of the universe, of the planets, of the solstice to plant physically, emotionally, mentally, plant new seeds for new beginnings of empowerment that has you firm, stand firmly in that ground of feeling supported by the universal energy, supported by Mother Earth, to really allow you to hear your own unique signature. We all have one, and the more you tap into it, the more you'll live in a more empowered life. We're going to take our first break. We're going to open the phone lines. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be right back.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt fat content is extremely healthy? The bacteria present in Greek God's yogurt loves fat. During the fermentation process, the probiotic bacteria predigest the fats for us, converting them into a very good source of fat. This type of fat is in the form of healthy short-chain fatty acids, and they are necessary not just for overall health, but also for weight loss and fast metabolism. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and analuke.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won, by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we are having open phone lines. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and the lines are now open. And I was talking to a friend of mine this weekend, and we were talking about the winter ending, the winter solstice, this theme of the fear of 209. And she was having a difficult time with a particular relationship of hers that she is a long-term relationship that used to be a partnership relationship. Then they broke off, and then they reconnected together, and not as partners, but just as really good friends. And she was recognizing that there was a similar pattern that was happening and coming back that actually split them up in the first place. And what I've seen and heard through many of the shows that I do, I have seven different talk shows and radio shows. Check that out at CarrieO'Connor.com. But I've heard this all around the world, that this year in particular, there's been a reuniting of people that you haven't seen in a long time, a reconnection, and everyone thinks, oh, my gosh. And a lot of people instantly go to, it's automatically soulmated, it must be meant to be, we found each other again. But a lot of times what we want to look at is this, especially is the year of nines, ending of a cycle, endings, and to allow sometimes new beginnings, but also sometimes it's what it is energetically when I look at energy patterns. The people reconnect with each other because there's unfinished karma. Consciously or unconsciously, people have cords to that person. And even if you didn't talk to them in 20, 30, 40 years, or 10 years, whatever, there's still a conversation. There's still unfinished business going on. And that's what's fascinating about reading energy patterns, because energy patterns do not lie. And not that people lie, but people can have subconscious patterns that they really they base their belief systems on it. So that's why I always encourage, and any person that talks about energy encourages us to look at our shadow part, to be able to look at and have the strength to look at those underlining patterns that are so deeply ingrained, because we want to remember these patterns were hardwired by the time we're 3 to 4 years old. And so that's a long time to be hardwired. We get generational patterns. We come in here with karma. So with all this reconnection, and this year is all about endings, endings of a cycle. But remember, the first ending is ourself. This is a 9 year for us to stop patterns that are disempowering for us, really look and allow ourselves to have new beginnings. And it's just like a garden. I was explaining to my friend, imagine a beautiful garden where you set the place up for putting all your hopes, dreams, and desires. But you have to be willing to get rid of the weeds. You have to be willing. If half of the garden is all weeds and it's all overgrown and it doesn't have any nutrients in it, then those seeds that we put in for new hopes, dreams, and desires, half the garden already is dragging and literally pulling the nutrients from the new seeds, the new hopes, dreams, and desires, because we can't let the seeds out. We don't pull the weeds out. And so what are those weeds? Those weeds are past patterns that we don't want to let go, because we have an underleaf belief system that we'll be left alone, that we'll be all by ourselves, that there won't be anybody else out there. All of those kind of themes that keep so many people in relationships of any kind. Even I'm talking about job stuff, where people hang on to jobs because they know it's draining their precious life force, but they're terrified, especially this time of year, to be able to go and dream and follow a passion and be able to do what they love what they do, and also make a living off of it. But this is where we want to remember that we're infinite beings, and to be open to infinite possibilities, we have to be strong enough to weed out our gardens. And so really looking at relationships, those that are off balance, those that are draining, those that are lopsided, be willing to, it doesn't have to be a judgment, it doesn't have to be a fight, it doesn't have to be any of those things, to just say, I want this to come to a completion. It's going to, what to me it looks like energetically, it's a full circle. So you're taking your energy cords back to yourself, you're bringing your energy back to yourself, you're not draining, because when I look at the patterns when I'm reading, it always goes underneath the theme. The theme could be low self-esteem, or again, a terrifying fear that I'll be left by myself, I'll be stranded, I'll be abandoned. And it goes back to that three-year-old that felt abandoned or orphaned. So then we stay, again, in these different scenarios, friendships, relationships, jobs, careers, that are supporting the underneath belief system that I'll be stranded, that I'll be abandoned, that I'm not supported. when we work with the energy that is out there, clear up, be able to have the strength to say, my core belief system, I have more energy, consciously or unconsciously, that I'm not going to be supported. And that's where I always talk about that 51-49%, that if 51% of our energy is more into that the patterns of I am abandoned, I'm orphaned, I'm not going to be supported, then we're going to repeat patterns over and over again. Because even though as painful as they are, potentially going out there and having new pain is at least this is a comfortable pain. So we stay in these situations because they're comfortable. But what we forget when we're out there, where I see us all in a doorway and being called, being urged, or the collective unconsciousness is to take that next step, to feel empowered in ourselves enough to take that step. And it looks like we could be taking a step off a cliff that we have to trust within ourselves that there's underneath, that there's a safety net. And the safety net is our own energy field. So there's a real urging, purging energy that's going on now, purging the past, purging those patterns that keep us in those cycles, those gerbil rides, to allow the new beginnings. Or simply think of a garden in that half of it is weeds. Half of those weeds are going over to the freshly planted soil, and then people wonder why their dreams don't come true. They try and they try and they try. They do the practice, but it comes down to the bottom line that if 51% of the energy, the underlying patterns, believe in the old patterns, then it's going to cancel out the energy. And so it's not hopeless. It's just understanding that everything goes down to energy, everything goes down to patterns. So that also has the answer. So then you realize, what is my core belief system that could be blocking this for me to stay in this holding pattern? And as soon as you start working on it, then you immediately start changing the patterns to it. As soon as you start even talking about it and putting your awareness, your intention and attention into it, it literally, you're a being of light. Imagine a light beam going into those scenarios, going into that situation, and you're putting light in there, again, illuminating it, and it already starts changing the energy pattern. Immediately, it cannot not. And especially when you go in there with an attitude of non-attachment, making that I don't have to make the person right or wrong or the scenario right or wrong. Going in there wide open is what I call it, with your arms energetically wide open, meaning that you're connecting, realigning yourself to the infinite possibilities of where situations could come in, where new partnerships could come in, jobs, career, all of that. Being open to infinite possibilities and getting unplugged from patterns that we think of that things have to come in a certain way or things have to be this way. I talk about that this year is the endings of the this or that and being allowed to have to understand that it's this and that. It's not this or that is the same thing as separation, is supporting duality, is supporting, again, the veil that blocks us from our divinity, from seeing our higher self, our angel self, seeing our relatives, our angels, the other dimensions. And then the more we weave in the energy patterns of this and that, there's much more flow. There's literally more flow in your energy field, and that will be reflected on your outside life. And so, again, all you have to do is look at the scenarios around you, see how what they're doing, the emphasis for, again, the next 3 to 4 months, does have it on love and money. We're going to be hearing this in the newspapers. This is going to affecting the collective, all of us. So we're going to be talking more about the economy. That's going to be lifted up. We're going to be talking about the recession, all of that kind of stuff. When things are lifted up into the air is what I see energetically. Think of, again, we're putting our attention and intention. The more that we can, with our precious life force, go in there and look at it in an empowered way, the more we get out our own individual weeds, see where we could have belief systems that were really seated in our family. We want to remember that most of us came from generations, even if it was our great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents that went through some sort of depression. That's in our energetic history. That's absolutely in our energetic history that affects your unconscious patterns as far as what you feel about money. And so now more than ever is it time to bring that up to the surface, to unplug from those. You're taking the cords out of those fear belief systems. You're erasing literally the cellular post-traumatic stress that has been handed down for generations. It amazes me when I'm doing readings and I can see, and for the person that has escaped from a different country, let's say Germany, when the Germans came in and the Jews were leaving because their life and death, they had to leave, or people had to leave from Poland. And what amazes me as I've been watching these patterns, is that it takes, energetic-wise, it takes four generations for the person to wipe it out of their energy field. I've been watching this for years. And what does that mean? That when the person that came over from, let's say, to the United States in a fearful life and survival posture, that they came in here, they weren't able to really root because there was so much cellular post-traumatic stress that had to do with survival. Then they had children, and that went, what passed down to them was a shaky foundation. And what I've been watching, again, over the years, is how much, and this is not an absolute, but I tell you, it is a good 85 to 90% of the energy patterns that when somebody comes from that, something like that, when they've had to run for their life, so that survival kind of energy is so ingrained in us that it takes four generations for us not to have the effect of it. So again, being able to look at things in a broader way, being able to see what messages that our lineage handed down, our grandparents, our parents, and this is not in a finger-wagging, bad way, them against us. This is just information. Get information so it can empower you, because sometimes we say, I don't understand when I'm embracing money, when I'm saying money's the best thing, and I don't understand why I'm having trouble with money. Go back into your history, and that's going to be your answer. We're going to another break. Phone lines are open. You're listening to The Carol Connor Show. We'll be right back after this short few minutes.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and our phone lines are open. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of the phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Sounds good, and happy holidays to everyone, and let's go to Lynn. She's calling in from Seattle. Lynn, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Lynn, are you there?
Lynn.
Hey, thanks for holding. Are you there? All right. Well, if you want to kind of stall there for a second there, I'll see what Lynn's up to.
As we're waiting for Lynn to come on, actually, that's a typical, what we're doing is getting early Mercury in retrograde, because Mercury is going into retrograde this Saturday. And remember, Mercury affects all kind of communications. It affects computers. It's time not to get your car done if you don't have to. It affects, again, Mercury is the planet of communication. And so even though it's happening this Saturday, remember what I've been watching this year with amazement, or actually the last couple of years, of how much, because we want to remember ourselves as universal beings. So a lot of times people joke about the astrology, or they joke about reading your, again, your horoscope. They say, what a bunch of hoogie, whatever. But the more people realize the history of astrology is based on where governments used to not even make a move without the astrologer and looking at the moons and the actions, because they absolutely understood that there is profound influences that are happening with the energies of the planets. And so they wouldn't make a move. So as we are going back into balance, getting back into our natural self, understanding, again, Mercury is going into retrograde, meaning going into backwards. That means right now, or especially coming Saturday, over the next several weeks, that communication can go backwards. And so that's when, if you have an appointment, you want to make sure you get the directions right. If you have to make an appointment, that you're hearing it correctly. It's all about communications of all kinds. And again, there is times where they talk about car stuff. Mercury is connected to cars also. And so not a time to get your car tuned up if you have, can. If you, I mean, obviously, if car goes down, you have to do something done with it. You get, you work with it. And then right now, this has to be brought up too. Mars is in retrograde. And one thing about Mars is that Mars is the planet of warring. A lot of people know it. Warring, fighting. And just even think of the more talk of going into Afghanistan and all that. On the collective, it's showing Mars being in retrograde, going backwards. So it's a planet of, where we could have arguing between brothers and sisters, family relationships, that kind of thing, and that is the influence of Mars. And so when something is going backwards, there's an intensity there. So the more we recognize ourselves as universal beings, totally affected, we've all heard about full moon effects for years. I was a labor and delivery nurse. I knew when it was a full moon. I didn't have to look at the moons, because we have many people in delivery and also the ERs and also the psych wards. That was, we were profoundly affected by the moon. The moon is our emotional base. And so we would have, a lot of people would have emotional problems, emotional issues, more prone to accidents. And again, we've heard the full moon thing, and any kind of cop, any kind of nurse, absolutely hospital worker knows that the moon affects it. This is when we're starting to bridge not only the moon thing and think about the full moon, then we're bridging into what the other planets do. And you don't have to have your PhD in astrology to understand this. There's enough books out there that make it simple and make it easy. And so understand that we are, again, as we become more empowered, as we understand that we're the angels having the human experience, there are other influences out there that profoundly affect us. Again, it all goes down to energy. And there's energy components. There's energy properties of it. And so the more we can get that information and be empowered with it, the more it will make our life a lot more easier. And so not having Lynn not be able to come through is a typical Mercury retrograde thing. And so what do? You just tell Lynn to call back if she can and not get hung up on it.
And she did, so let's bring her back on.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Lynn, welcome back to the show.
Hi. Thanks.
Hi,
glad
Lynn.
Glad I made it through.
So what's your question, Lynn?
My question is, for the last several weeks, I've been waking up in the middle of the night with intense energy and like awake for an hour or two. And
intense energy? I really didn't hear you, Lynn.
Yeah, intense energy in my body.
Okay.
And I'll be awake for like an hour or two and not be able to get back to sleep. And
okay.
It's been going on for the last several weeks. And
Interesting. Does it feel like a hot, it's not even hot flashes, but it's like a whole body in hot flashes or that kind of deal?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been trying to figure out, because I thought first it could be kind of like hot flash kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but I also, it seems like it's more intense like in my hands and my feet.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I said it's not like, I know it's not a hot flash. And what you're feeling, and it's the perfect timing of this one, is that it's that some people call it the celestial heat. Think of the veil as getting thinner.
Uh-huh.
The angels and the celestial beings that are here to help us evolve are we're making enough bridges where they're coming in by the groves and they're lining up to be here and they're coming in here more and more and more. And so we're all energy beings in that celestial wave. Think of in the nighttime, there's less energy static. There's less energetic pollution because most people are sleeping. So a lot of people are feeling this, or especially people that are open and working with energy and recognizing themselves as energy bodies. Somebody that would be listening to these kind of shows absolutely are feeling these celestial waves. And so think of it, this year, as I said many, many times, that we're taking the energy down to the physical. So the last 5 years, we went clear into the spiritual body, then it was the mental body, and then it was the emotional body last year. And now this year is all about taking that high-frequency energy down to the physical, and that's exactly what you're experiencing. And a lot of times it's like, what do you do when you're experienced with it? Go with it. Work with it. Really feel it. The energy, what I do is I rock it. I feel it going down from the bottom of my root chakra, and I'll bring it up and over my head, or I'll bring it into my throat chakra if I know that I want to clear something out from the back. Visualize the energy going to the back of the chakras, because that's where we put the past and visualize it, work with it. Visualize the eights, infinity eights, the energy moving, shifting, if it resonates with you. Or just get into the feeling part, because what I'm seeing with your energy field, especially around issues of the heart, and it goes all the way to the third chakra, if you put your arms out like you were getting sized for a dress, I'm seeing these tubes, these infinity eights that are going out in front of the heart. So you're getting more heart support, and we're strengthening our sideways tubes is what I'm seeing. And those sideways are so important, because we've been told for generations of, like, we've been on our knees praying to the heavens or putting our head down on the earth, down disconnected. It's all about the sideways grids. It's being able to stand in our core. And so as I see you getting, like, symbolically fitted, which looks like for this symbolic, beautiful gown that has a lot of silver and gold, all of that is my symbolic language of entering in the divine male and female posture. That robe represents, again, your inherent birthright. Getting fitted for it means that you're taking it down to the physical, meaning going back down to the analogies that I use as far as the flashlights, going from 100 watts to 1,000 watts to 100,000 watts, we will literally feel this heat in our body. It is healing. It is age reducing. It's anti-aging. It is wonderful. So being able to, again, work with it. And a lot of times, Lynn, what people find, too, is that at first when our head goes, oh, my God, it's an hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever, I'm going to lose sleep. But they find out that they're needing less sleep. Are you finding that yourself? It's like it's not affecting your day?
I get pretty fatigued in the daytime, but I had that problem before the sleep.
So. You get pretty what, Lynn?
Fatigued.
Okay, well, if you're feeling that, if you can take like a afternoon, what I've been doing with myself, even 15 minutes of where I just even put my handy-dandy timer, I always have timers on me because then it allows my mind chatter thing to say, oh, my gosh, you're going to fall asleep and not wake up. But just closing your eyes for 10 minutes, for 5 minutes, for even if you have 20 minutes, especially in the afternoon time, anywhere between 1 to 3 in the afternoon. That will rejuvenate you, and or in the morning if you're feeling it and you have the extra time in the morning that you could do that. But be able to, again, allow yourself to just rest, meditate, ground, and that's going to help with the fatigue part because that is also part of this rewiring part. So think in the night, it's when we're out of, there's less universal static in the air, so we could, the veil is thinner, so we could feel the weaving that is going on, or the love washes. And then in the during the daytime, we are going to be more sensitive to the energies, and so that it could feel heavier when you're around scenarios or situations that feel heavy, feel gooky, or there's a lot of chaos. You're going to become very more and more sensitive to them, and so pay attention to the fatigue. Is it, did you just walk through the mall and it was a lot of people there and there was a lot of, again, chaotic energy, and it's assaulting because they have the lights and the artificial lights? All of that is very, when we're rewiring ourselves, it can feel very assaulting to the body. So nurture yourself, take care of yourself, making sure that you put your energetic protection around yourself when you have, if you have to go through to these places, arm up, but not in a place of them against us. It's just putting your energetic armor on, and again, it will really help you. If you could do like the afternoon siestas, you know, over in Europe, they had the siesta part, and they've had it right the whole time because it's a part of allowing the body to go back into balance, and so we really all missed out on that part. So being able to integrate that in your life, and it doesn't have to be hours, again, to those power 5 minutes, 10 minutes, kind of just naps really, really help you. So that I'm seeing is this is the year where you're bringing it down to the physical. I'm seeing the marrow in your bones really getting hot, and that's a really good sign, and especially the left side. So that's the receiving side, taken inside. So I know we're going to a break. Congratulations. Work with the energy, and you're just glowing. So keep on glowing and have a lovely holiday.
Okay. So much, Carrie.
Thank you, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio, powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern,
on the Dr. Pat Show.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free Transformation Orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I am Carol Connor. Aunt Benny, why don't we go back to the phone lines?
Will do, will do. And let's just fade this down here. And my computer's running a little slower today. Let's bring on Melissa from Vashon Island. I kind of combined the two there. There's always a time for a first, right? So she wants to know what's up with the new year. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benny.
Melissa, it's a good name, Melissa.
I like that.
That's very good.
How are you, Carrie?
I'm doing very well, Melissa. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Good. So what was your question?
Well, I'm moving, and I was also planning on going to a retreat, but I got sick and my back went out, and I'm just wondering if I should still go.
When was the retreat? The middle of January, or when was it?
And the retreat actually started, the first part started on the 18th.
Okay.
And the second part will start on the 2nd of January, the day after my birthday.
Okay, interesting. Okay. And is it a one-part, two-part thing, or is it just like another part?
One part is a recitation, and then the second part is just a sitting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So when I'm looking at your body, and I have you, this is what I do. I energetically watch your patterns as you're talking, right? And I say to your body all these different things, and I don't have to say it out loud to watch what your body's doing. And I see you on, imagine, like a seesaw. I see your feet. I watch if our feet. I always watch energetically. I like to see the feet too, like pointing right straight ahead. So that means walking like we normally walk, full feet ahead. But I'm noticing that your feet are doing like the second position, so they're pointing in a 90 degrees angle on the right side and the left side. And sometimes we do that when we're splitting and doing that stuff. But when I look at the energy of you going in January, all of a sudden that seesaw or that scale kind of goes down a little bit heavier in the on the right side. So it starts tilting down. So what does all that mean? That means that you have to consciously or unconsciously be thinking, like taking the time of the retreat and almost doing the retreat, but doing it for yourself. You know what I mean? As far as if it's a time of quietness and that, doing it, but kind of taking it and doing it within your own surroundings. If there's an energy of, so you're paying attention to your back going out and sickness, and so it's like a sign of like moving ahead and maybe needing downtime to nurture yourself. And if you're not, that's what your body's showing me.
Yeah.
And so, and also sometimes there's a part where group energy is absolutely wonderful. It's great. But especially when I'm seeing an abundance all around you, like I look at a map and I see all these stars. So there's an abundance of going to like a retreat or something like that, or education. It's not like you're in Kalamazoo where you can't go and do it again, like do something like that or similar. But right now, in particular, for your energy, as it's like an inner journey where you're standing again on that seesaw, I just see you aligning your energy, really going deep into yourself, and it's like your ears symbolically are going into yourself, and so that's deep interflection, deep inner going inside of yourself. And sometimes when we're with other people, it's like I noticed this for myself. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, if I kind of set up the receipt for my retreat for myself, really kind of told people, don't call me, act like I was away, but just really kind of did it within my own thing, and then I wasn't going to be affected by other people's energy there. And not that it's necessarily bad energy, but it's just like I could just do kind of like a quiet thing. So, again, your body showed me that when I look at, if you go into a scales of like 51, 49, I'm seeing in the energy part department, there's 53 to 55% of your feet, as I'm watching the energy right now, that's more aligned of staying in your kind of missing that retreat right now, knowing that there's other ones. And I'm seeing a big star around March. So were you planning another, was there another thing that you were interested in March?
Oh, probably. I mean, I'm always interested in a lot of different retreats.
Right. So knowing that it goes back to as far as the biggest message going back down to the whole scale, Melissa, is am I doing the right or wrong thing? And that what I'm seeing as far as with what your energy is showing me is right now nurturing yourself, getting into yourself, being able to work with again, your own time schedule, even not having a lot of people's energy around you.
Right.
Knowing, again, when I see tons of stars around you, that there's tons of opportunities. So you're going into your foundation because you're doing a lot of root energy, root clearing, root chakra energy. And so it's like being able to really teach the root, rewire the root, that there's an abundance of opportunities outside, that I am rewiring my root, and I am I just see a whole bunch of weeds going out. And again, because your ears are on a highly sensitive time, sometimes, again, that's great to be in the group energy. Other times, it's like group energy could be act like a nails on a chalkboard kind of deal. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to do with anything about the person or the group. It's just the time of your you at this time. And so what your body's showing me is, I feel like I'm confirming this for you, just hanging in and just really, again, putting yourself in your own kind of period, you would get much more deep, especially when I'm showing the back. I'm seeing the back of your tailbone, and I'm looking at this very beautiful pearl, and the tailbone is learning to, think of our tailbone curls up, it's learning to go down, and that's my symbol of, think of when I see our tailbone going down to the center of the earth, the major symbol of us getting out of fight or flight, and that tailbone represents us having generations and hundreds of thousands of years and being that fight or flight, and that's where the tailbone curls up. It represents, again, fight or flight pattern, which then represents separation, which represents the veil, which represents that we are run by the ego mind versus the angel mind. When I see the tailbone going out, and then I'm seeing this ball that is your unique energy signature, that is, again, it looks like a pearl with this crystal energy, and I see it rolling down your root chakra going into the earth, and then it opens up to a foot. It's like your own personal energy signature that goes down your legs, that you're firmly sitting into it. Then I see your feet going forward. I see you balancing the right side and left side of your energy. I see your shoulders go back. I see your heart chakra open up. I see fireworks going out of your heart. All of that is really great stuff to see, because like allowing your own, again, unique heart signature, knowing that we're all connected, getting to know yourself from the inside out. And again, it's like a real balancing of the right side and left side of the body. And that's what I see that you could be doing when you're doing your own private retreat.
Okay. That's pretty clear. I should probably stay.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And that brings up a wonderful point, that a lot of times we get our own messages, and this is where but then we get the mind chatter, and so we get our really clear own messages, but it's just like getting confirmation is great, but then when we get, and I can't encourage people, go to the feelings, visualize yourself getting out of your head, going into your heart, getting yourself comfortable into your heart, spend a moment seeing, feeling, sensing yourself into the heart, and then ask your heart the answer, the question, should I go, yes or no? And this is not only with Melissa, this is each and every single one of you. When you're asking a major decision or a minor decision, ask what your heart goes, and then listen to your feelings, not the mind chatter. The mind's going to give us 50 million reasons. It's going to call it the gerbil right energy. And when there's confusion, then it's mind chatter, which goes back to the veil, which goes back to the ego. When we go into the heart energy and we go back to our feelings, we will get an instant feeling of contraction or expansion. We'll get an instant feeling of, and even as I was talking earlier about working with your wounded child, when you're clearing out the residual parts of the energy that could be separating you with you, when you go into the heart, go to the feeling. So say, what is the residual energy that I could be feeling that I still have to work on? And then again, the word could be abandonment. The word could be orphan. The word could be anger, rage. Go to the feeling part, and then our body is constantly talking to ourselves, especially through our feelings, but we get cut off. So I want to say happy holidays to each and every single one of you, and may you align with the divine. Be the divine person that you are. And God bless, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.